Brian, I'm going to put you through a test. Don't be nervous. He looks very nervous. Okay, so.
That's Francine Segal, a dialect coach born and raised in New Orleans, who today gets most of her jobs from the local circuit. She's preparing to take me through one of her vocal warm-ups. And yes, I was nervous.
If you stick a stock of liquor in your locker.
If you stick a stock of liquor in your locker.
Be sure to stick a lock upon your stock.
Be sure to stick a lock upon your stock.
I'm in good company. Francine has administered similar warm-ups to actors from Andy McDowell to Zac Efron. She's helped Daryl Hannah master an East Texas twang for her role in The Hot Flashes.
You're not here playing, huh, Florine? You could have phoned in your half-baked sale idea.
Made Matthew McConaughey sound like a big-city Miami reporter with backwoods roots in The Paperboy.
Deputies say they found the sheriff's body at 6 a.m.
But it was the way he was killed. That's what makes everyone assume it was you.
And she even helped create an original dialect for the vampires of Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter.
It's time vampires got a nation of our own.
It was actually on the set of a movie, 2001's Monstrous Ball, starring Billy Bob Thornton, Halle Berry, and the late Heath Ledger, where the classically trained actress's career branched out into dialect coaching.
I had a really fun part. I was actually a woman who worked in the prison. And they had a dialect coach for Heath Ledger, and he was not getting along with the dialect coach from L.A., and they liked my sound, which was indigenous to the area that we were shooting, and they asked me if I would work with him.
No matter who or what the assignment, the first place Francine goes is the script.
The reason why I became an actor and have gone into this field is I'm not a writer, but I have such reverence for language, and I try to understand what the writer wrote in the script.
Francine's focus then turns towards the actor.
The first thing I have to do is identify what kind of a learner there is. The left brain approach is someone who needs to see it written down, and I start from A to B to C. This is the sound for A. Here is a word with the A and how to pronounce it in the script that you have to set. In other words, it's more linear, and finally I get them up there.
Right brain learners are more instinctive, and these actors learn in more novel, sometimes physical ways. Francine counts Liam Hemsworth and Kelly Osbourne among actors who learn in this way.
Kelly is British, and they wanted her to sound like she was from Brooklyn. A Brooklyn Jewish girl, okay? I said, Kelly, come on, let's talk like the Brooklyn people from the Brooklyn. Let's walk like them. You know, when we put music on, we started dancing. I said, see how they dance? They're down and that. The voice goes down here, you know. I said, you know, because she's really from Brooklyn, you know, and we got to put some upward inflections because she's Jewish, you know. And then I made her jump up every time they were, because she couldn't do an upward inflection. And so every time she had a line, we jumped up at the end.
Research is another key to the process. This can take many forms, but always with an eye towards authenticity.
When I was working with several people for the New Orleans Yat accent, we go to Liuza's for lunch. If they're going to do a Pentecostal dialect, I say, hey, let's go to a Pentecostal church and watch, you know, speaking in tongues. I had to have someone speak in tongues until I found a bunch of people who wouldn't mind speaking in tongues in front of us. You know, I mean, I take them to the real deal.
But when it's time to shoot, Francine says she tries to be a fly on the wall, and this is for the actor's benefit.
When they're on set, when they're shooting, the last thing they should be thinking about is their dialect. They have to be in the moment for acting.
Not surprisingly to natives of the Crescent City, it's teaching her own New Orleans accent that has been the biggest challenge over the years. But what is a New Orleans accent? Or what isn't it?
It's not Southern. It's not New York. It's not the Bronx. It's not French. It's a little bit of everything, you know, but if you haven't heard it before, it takes a long time to learn. It's difficult.
Well, let's say it was her biggest challenge. That is, until she met me.
For they'll beat a tattoo.
For they'll beat a tattoo.
At a quarter to two.
At a quarter to two.
With a rat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tattoo.
I can't do that.
For WWNO, I'm Brian Friedman.
Because when you warm up your voice, you have to move in congruence with it. And then your voice and your body are warmed up.